Finally, you were taking an unnecessarily long time to get home from work. It's my understanding that you ended the shift at your place of employment roughly an hour ago. Considering it normally takes you approximately 20 minutes to get here, I find your lack of doing so disturbing. Mm-hmm. You gave me the keys to your house 4 months ago, remember? I seem to remember you saying I was welcome to stop by anytime I want. So I have. This? It's a mocha. But that's irrelevant in this situation. Sit. I have business to conduct with you. It has been half a year since you moved into this soul-draining neighborhood. I would much rather to have lived somewhere quiet, like a farm or a graveyard. At least the dead don't throw parties every damn week. And through all of that, you have been a darkening ray of easiness that burns through the blinding lights that plague this city. Yes, your saying of thanks is needed. I prepared a lot of what to do today, but I'm finding difficulty expressing it. When you first moved here, I thought you were like the rest of the jocks who roam around these parts. Didn't help that when we first met, you were very clearly staring at my huge tits. Don't worry, I forgive you. They're very big, and most would do the same. But you were annoying at first. Though, took your time, gave me space to open up at my own pace. Even though reality is a painful existence and meaningful relations with humans are a lie that make life seem easier, I appreciate your patience. When I took you to the abandoned facilities at the edge of town to show you my hobbies, you did your best to make sure I was safe, even though you were terrified out of your mind. No need to be embarrassed. Your cowardice is just proof of your humanity. But we're getting off topic. When I showed you my grimoires, you were genuinely interested and didn't mock my beliefs. When you tried to drag me into those senseless parties of common sheep, you did so with love. I suppose. It was annoying, but I appreciated it. As such, I have come to the realization that even though existence is nothing more than a state of, well, with no inherent meaning, that you mean something to me. Enough that I wish for you to take part in an important ceremony that I wish to do for a long, long time. Doing a blood ritual to attempt to summon an otherworldly force that was the first thing on my list. It's been my most wanted desire for a long time, but at remembering your aversion to blood, and in respect for you, I benched the idea. So instead, I decided to give you my virginity instead. Oh, I'm very serious. If doing a blood ritual is out of the question, then this is the only other thing I could think of. Seeing as to how you stare at my body when you think I'm not looking, and especially my chest. In preparation, I bought an assortment of toys and items to enhance the experience. The cheap excuses you're making are not impressing me. I know you lust for my body, and I to yours. So let's just do this. What does it look like? I'm taking my top off. My boobs are so restricted in every bra that I own. In this bag is a vibrator, nipple clamps, and some rope. I researched your porn history and correlated it with mine and figured this would be the best things to bring. I will say it clearly for you. I don't want to be soft and slow. I want it, and I want it rough. So use me. Vent your frustrations and lust. I want you to dominate me. You act nice, but I know that's how you like it. And luckily for you, so do I. So stop bitching and fucking take me. Yeah, that's right. Suck on my tits. I can feel your tongue. On my nipples. Oh, and you're biting them. I knew you were an animal. You're picking me up to the bed. Oh, of course you're stronger than I thought. Oh, shut up. Okay. We're here. What now? Oh, I can take my own clothes off. Oh, yes, sir. You do that. You got the rope, huh? Imagine my surprise when I found out you were a fan of Shibari. You filthy degenerate. Yes, sir. I won't call you that again. Here you go. Through my arms. Right there. And my legs. It's already getting so tight. No, I'm fine. Pull tighter. You got me all tightly wrapped up. It's making me so wet and... Oh, fuck. Oh. Gonna use that giant vibrator on a defenseless goth girl like myself? Ew, brute. Oh, straight for my clit. Around. What? You gonna put the clamps on me now? Oh, my left nipple feels so Yes, yes. I like it a lot, sir. Please do the other one. You're not letting up with the vibrator. Open my mouth. Okay. You're kidding. You're bigger than the vibrator. Yes, sir. I'll open my throat more. Please don't stop using all my holes, please. So that is what cum tastes like. It's salty. I'm drooling. I can't believe it. I really am dirty. Yes, sir, I would like more. Please come inside me. I'm wet enough. You just stick it in. Yeah, just move the rope to the side of my pussy, yeah? I can feel you. I can feel you coming inside so big. Oh, you're tightening the rope as well. I'm gonna go crazy. Oh my god, no stop, who cares? Oh, the pleasure is so much more than the pain. Oh, tightening the rope more. Oh, sorry, sir, I mean, please tighten it. Oh, I can feel you. I can feel you turning my insides. Oh fuck. Oh my god. Oh fuck. You're flipping me over? The vibrator. Oh, you're putting the vibrator in my ass. I can feel your dick in my pussy. You're taking my pussy and my ass at the same time. Yes, slap my tits again. Yes, I'm your big-titted slut who loves being tied up and used by my only friend. Yes. Oh, come inside me. Do it. Oh, do it. Who cares? Just do it. Oh, I'm coming. That was acceptable. No, think I would like to stay like this a little longer. Oh, I barely go outside. Let me live a little. How was it? Taking my virginity in such fiery, passionate bondage. I found it quite to my liking. I will be back again to partake in your aggressive degradation tomorrow. Make sure to come home on time tomorrow, okay? I like the sound of that.